Adventures in Research. Science has performed some unusual experiments. A Dr. Pavlov made news some years ago by ringing a bell to call dogs to dinner. And soon he noticed the dogs developed a curious reflex.
After being exposed to the ringing bell to indicate mealtime, soon the dogs began to drool simply upon hearing the bell.
And this comes as no news to the father of any youngster who has been exposed to the bell of the ice cream man. So today, let's examine the story that lies behind one of the most delectable products of science.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
This is Paul Shannon bringing you another transcribed story of science, produced as a public service in cooperation with the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. And today, telling you the story of ice cream. A story that should interest you, whether you're young enough to recognize the sound of the ice cream man's bell, or mature enough to remember the candy butcher who walked through the railroad cars shouting,
"Ice cream! Get your ice cream here! Freeze your teeth and give your tongue a sleigh ride! Freeze your teeth and give your tongue a sleigh ride!"
Now, strange to relate, Dolly Madison didn't invent ice cream. No doubt Mrs. Madison was an amazing woman, but no matter what the legend says, Dolly Madison never made any remark like this.
"You know, James, for dinner tonight, I believe I will have something different. I think I will invent ice cream."
No, ice cream was known long before Mrs. Madison brought her delightful presents to the White House. Considerable credit should be given to the Emperor Nero some 1,900 years ago.
"I understand, my dear Navarro, that the banquet tonight is to outdo anything that Nero has yet accomplished."
"Oh, indeed. Well, surely it will have to be sumptuous to banish from my memory the last state banquet I attended. Oh, 100 donkeys bearing grapes. Roast pork crowned with a goblet and garnished with cheesecake. And hen's liver done to a turn. Ah."
"Ah, but the dinner tonight will be even greater. I hear the mighty emperor has a surprise in store."
"A surprise? But even Nero could not have a more richly laden table than before. Oh, the sweet memory of it. I was ill 3 times.
I am beside myself with curiosity. What rich treat can Nero be planning?"
"Well, one thing I know. He shall spare no expense to see his guests are rewarded. Until tonight, Principio." "Was there ever such a repast? Oh, indeed, Principio, our emperor has truly gone beyond our fondest expectations."
"I am disappointed."
"Oh?
The boar's head stuffed with apples, it was only passable, was it not, my love?"
"Wretched, all of it wretched. I should never have come if Nero had not promised a treat."
"Oh, but I had presumed that
Hush,
Nero..."
"Mountains are..."
"I trust the banquet tonight has met with your expectations. But we have indeed saved the best to last. Enter! Slaves, bring on the ice."
Ice? Did he say ice?
"Oh, indeed, indeed. But where did it come from?"
"Well, it is ice. With some succulent sauce poured over it. Ooh, it is indeed ambrosia. Oh, a gift from the gods. What is that, Marius?"
"But ice in Rome? How could he have done it?"
I have just heard Marius has whispered to me that the emperor brought it from the mountains.
But the mountains are such a distance.
He kept a steady stream of slaves traveling back and forth with snow and ice to prepare the dish.
Hail, Emperor Nero! Hail!
Flavored ices were known back in the days of Nero. And records disclose that ancient nomads of the Hebrew tribes made a similar discovery. They carried their wine in skin pouches, and as they wandered to regions with snow banks, they would stop to cool the liquid. When left in the snow too long, the liquid would freeze. The result was an icy drink that they recorded as having a most pleasant taste. The next record of the ancestors of ice cream dates back to the 14th century. And a renowned Venetian traveler named Marco Polo.
Yes, my friends. In Cathay, the noblemen served milk frozen. They proffered me the goblet. I tasted of it. It was indeed a strange and wonderful taste.
But how do they make such a milk, friend Marco?
Alas, I do not know. The mysterious secret they would not reveal.
Frozen milk. Ah, Marco Polo, that is too much. Frozen milk. It is simple. Obviously, they simply freeze the cow.
About to begin spread to France, and then to England, where Charles I honored the French chef, who prepared it by giving him an income for life. Ice cream showed up in the United States in the year 1700. By 1750, recipes for it appeared in cookbooks in the colonies. And by 1774, the New York hostesses could say,
"Oh, my dear, use no other caterer. Phineas Gadsden is the only one I would even think of. He makes ice cream."
And in an old account ledger belonging to George Washington, we find this written.
May 17th, 1784. For the purchase of a cream-making machine for ice, did today spend the amount.
Finally, in the early days of the 19th century, many people put their minds to a simple machine for home manufacture of the frozen delicacy. Some sources indicate the modern home ice cream freezer was patented by William G. Young in 1848. Others believe that a Mrs. Nancy Johnson antedated Mr. Young's intriguing machine.
Ma! Oh, Ma!
I'm down in the cellar, Albert.
Miss Green's up here to see you. I say Mrs. Green's here.
Land of Goshen, tell her I'm busy.
She's busy, Mrs. Green. She's down in the cellar. I guess she's working on that machine of hers. Only she won't tell us what it is. Well, she won't let any of us down there. Says it's no business of ours till she's finished it.
Mrs. Nancy Johnson did have a surprise in the cellar. A machine. And finally came the day for the great display of it.
But golly, Ma, what to do?
Now, you just keep your hands off, Albert. I'll show you in just a minute. Did you skim the cream off that pail of milk?
Yeah, Ma. Put it right there on the bench.
Well, now, Albert, you'll just see what I'm up to. I just put these paddles into this pail, see?
But what's it good for, Ma?
Now, you just watch now. I pour in the cream and the sugar. And now then, I'll put this pail inside the wooden bucket here. Now what did I do with the snow?
Snow?
Albert, don't you be laughing at your ma. Here, pack that snow in around the bucket.
Oh, it's cold.
Yeah, that's right. Now pack it in hard now. There. Now, you just start a-cranking that handle on top. And before long, you know what we'll have?
No, what?
Ice cream, Albert. Genuine homemade ice cream. Now you get to work a crank in there.
Ice cream? Gee, this ain't work at all.
What Mrs. Johnson had done was invent a practical home ice cream freezer, and with it also devised one of the sweetest household chores any youngster ever had, cranking the handle on an ice cream freezer. The basic idea of any home freezer remains the same, a metal can which revolves inside a wooden tub or container. Inside the metal can are paddles or dashers, which mix the ice cream and maintain a smooth, creamy texture.
It's just like bread, in a way. You have to keep turning the handle and mix the air in. Ice cream without whipping would be like bread that didn't rise.
But today's ice cream is a far cry from the homemade product of 150 years ago. Fresh milk with extra cream and sugar are basic requirements. Nowadays, pasteurization and homogenization make a superior product. And automatic whipping and freezing controls are new scientific measures that guarantee smooth texture and even quality. Today's ice cream is manufactured by two different methods. One is the batch freezer, which means just what its name implies.
That's right. Make up a batch at a time. It's a refrigerated container in which a revolving beater whips the ice cream mix to make it smooth. Around the freezer is a closed jacket where a refrigerant keeps circulating, causing the mix to freeze. And the flavoring and berries and nuts have to be added at just the right time.
The other method in use is the continuous freezer.
This is a refrigerated tube with revolving blades surrounded by a refrigerant that keeps a constant temperature, usually 25 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. The ice cream mix is pumped through, taking only a few seconds, pouring out in a semi-solid state at a temperature of about 21 to 22 degrees above zero. Flavoring and sugar are part of the mix before freezing starts. Fruit, nuts, candy, and other such flavoring materials are usually continuously fed into the semi-frozen ice cream and thoroughly mixed into it by a machine that can even add maraschino cherries in the correct proportions without squeezing out their pink juice. This mixing takes place just before the ice cream flows into containers. Then it moves into a refrigerated storage room. We call it a hardening room. There, temperatures range from 15 to 30 degrees below zero. After several hours, the ice cream is hardened throughout.
But whichever way it's made, from manufacturer to dealer, science constantly checks on its food value and purity. And every youngster from 1 to 100 checks on its delicious goodness. Proof of this is that over 2.25 billion quarts of ice cream are consumed every year in the United States. About 14 quarts a year for every man, woman, and child in America.
Yes, it's been a long road from frozen water to a super special chocolate sundae. And Nero, Marco Polo, George Washington, Dolly Madison, Nancy Johnson, and William Young have all had a hand in it over the years, helping bring to perfection one of America's and the world's favorite foods and greatest delicacies.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.